Welcome to the podcast service of Sydney's 1032, available on the web at heart1032.com.au.
On the phone with us this morning is Andrew Cobbler. Good morning, Andrew.
Good morning, guys.
How are you going?
Oh, great.
Excellent.
Nice to be up nice and early.
Good. Now, Andrew, you play Abraham in Altar Boys. Explain to us a little bit about the show. What's it all about?
Okay, well, it's kind of a rock concert, but kind of a musical comedy. And we're a boy band, just like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. But we're praising God, and we have this, we've got this really funky metaphysical machine on stage called the Soul Sensor. And this machine counts how many people in the audience need their souls saved. So we bring that number to zero every concert by singing songs and doing all those daggy boy band moves.
Now, clearly this is, just to spell it out for some of our listeners, yes. This is tongue-in-cheek and all having a bit of fun.
Absolutely. Totally is.
And within that as well, I'm sure, I guaranteed, you must still get quite a bit of complaints for the show you do.
No, funny enough, we haven't had many at all. Because it's still done with a beautiful sincerity. And I think it gives us the opportunity to laugh at ourselves if we want to. And if not, it's just a really great show anyway.
That's very cool. Now, audience response-wise, what's the feeling here? Does it get you buzzing? Because I've heard that at the end of quite a few of your performances, you've had a standing ovation. What does that do for you?
Oh, it makes us want to do more. It's been well received. It's a bit like the pop stars, you know. Everyone gets a bit fanatic. We have people bringing posters and shouting out our character names.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I'll tell the people listening, we're only actors playing these pop stars. So we do have some people coming thinking we're actually a boy band and we actually behave like this all the time. But,
you know. Wow.
So, Abraham, like, can I have your autograph, please?
Oh, totally. It's incredible. Wow. As soon as we started doing it, we were pop star status.
Wow.
Mm.
Now, to add to this and to the success and the, I guess, fanatical stage of the icon status you've become, even the Pope is going to see you perform.
Yeah, we're doing a couple of our number one hits for everyone at World Youth Day.
Such as?
Oh, Jesus Called Me on My Cell Phone. Girl, You Make Me Want to Wait. I'm not sure which tracks we'll be doing there for them, but we've got some beautiful ballads as well as, you know, rock and Latin songs and things like that.
Wow. Now, you've got to be honest with me. Be honest. Are you just a little bit nervous about performing in front of the Pope?
I don't think I've actually realised how many people are going to be there.
It'd be massive, wouldn't it? It'd be huge.
It will be.
I think
it's going to be a bit of a dream, I think.
Oh, it'll be great. I have to double check my stats, but I think I read this morning already over 120,000 pilgrims have already signed up for World Youth Day.
Incredible.
So, man, imagine performing in front of hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, add the gate crashes to that. The fanatical fans will want your autograph again as well.
He's hoping.
Yeah. What did you do before the altar?